This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, Walking Dead comic book finale special.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I made it up just then and there. What do you reckon?
Works.
Catchy?
Mm.
In a mouthful kind of way, yep. Though. Yeah, so we were talking about in the weekly podcast.
I think so.
Okay, I think we were. Well, at least you were talking to me
news,
about it.
The news that it was the finale happened suddenly.
Yeah, like they shadow dropped the fact that the next issue was going to be the final one.
Yeah, news came out on like Monday and then the issue went on sale on Wednesday. And they'd been so tricky, they'd already solicited later issues with fake covers and fake storylines and this sort of stuff, so no one would know.
Why the secret? Do you know?
Well, at the end of the issue, so normally the issues are like 24 pages or something like this. This one was 71. It was kind of like a mini book. And the last six pages were basically a letter from Robert Kirkman talking about finishing it.
Yeah.
And he explained that he'd had this ending, which we'll get to in a minute, in mind for years. He'd always known it would get to this point. But in about 2013, he sat down and worked out the story beats he still had to hit. And the biggest selling Walking Dead collections are the omnibus collections, which are, I think, 48 issues. So they needed to hit that 48 target. And he realized that going any further, there would just be padding and this sort of stuff. Mm. So that was why he knew he needed to end it. But the secrecy around it was, in the same way on the show, there's never any real heads up when someone's about to go. They're just suddenly gone.
That's true. That is the nature of The Walking Dead.
And then you're left to deal with the repercussions of that. He said he wanted to have that same sort of shock value that character deaths had had of the story's over.
Because, I'm down with that, actually.
Well, yeah. You know, I went and reread the last about 18 issues before, you know, last night before I read the last one, just to catch up. And looking at through the lens of knowing now that the end was there, they'd actually done all the groundwork for wrapping up the series. You just hadn't realised that it was happening.
Because you wouldn't have been expecting it.
That's right. So
was talk about episode 200.
Yeah, yeah. So issue 100 was where Negan first appeared and took the bat to Glenn. And so everyone was expecting issue 200 to be big. Hmm. And then suddenly in issue 192, which was last month, I believe we spoke about on the show.
Yep.
If you haven't caught on yet, this is very spoilery.
Yeah.
But Rick gets shot through the chest and gets up to defend himself and is shot many more times. He then bleeds out and Carl finds him in the morning and puts him down before even realizing. Now, at this point, Carl's early 20s, probably.
Okay.
And the issue ends with Carl basically falling apart, taking his dad home to Alexandria to bury him next to Andrea, his wife.
Who is
Michonne.
Michonne.
And basically Carl collapsing on the ground saying, I don't know if I can keep going with this.
It's pretty full on.
Yes.
Like it must have been such a shock.
It was huge. And it kind of pulled the rug out of where the series would go from now. So this finale issue actually starts, we don't know exactly when, but at least maybe 12 to 15 years later. Carl is late 30s, hasn't seen a zombie in years. The safe zone is the Commonwealth, where on the show we've seen that lady that came with the binder with the information.
Yeah, she was in like the RV or thing. Yes. She had the twins
yes.
with her.
So we believe she's from the Commonwealth,
okay,
which is a huge community in the books of about 50,000 people.
And it's a lot of people for The Walking Dead.
And it's a proper city. As Michonne really puts her foot in it, at one point she's sitting down in a cafe and someone's bringing out food and she just says offhandedly to herself, imagine surviving all of this to end up a waitress. To which the waitress then slams the food down in front
awkward.
Of her. Like someone's getting their food spat on. But yeah, this we've jumped much far forward in time. Carl is no longer with Lydia. He's now with Sophia, who was Carol's daughter, raised by Maggie.
So really, Carol and her daughter, their storyline's almost flipped.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, in terms of who's alive, I guess.
That's right. And yeah. They have a six-year-old daughter named Andrea.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's good. Not Laurie, I notice.
No. No, there's not any mention of Laurie, actually. Carl barely remembers his mother.
Okay.
He has a very badass, like Mad Max-looking style leather eye patch.
Cool.
But he explains throughout the issue that the only reason he wears it, it was a big storyline of him taking the patch off and getting confident enough to leave the socket out, basically. Yeah. But then he explains with this that you have to let scars heal. And for other people who don't have the scars, it's not fair to have them on display. So he wears the eye patch for his daughter.
I like that.
It's a really nice coming around of that arc.
And there's a and there's a thought process there in the character.
That's right.
Which I think is, well, wonderful in that it builds and it fleshes it all out.
So Carl is now a messenger, so they refer to the zombie years as the trials, and he's very famous because of the trials, much more famous because of his famous father. Statues have been built of Rick. This sort of stuff. But in part of his dealings is he goes outside the safe zone, so he still deals with zombies and he can't relax.
So how big is this safe zone? Are we sort of given an idea?
His six-year-old daughter has never seen a zombie.
Right.
That should give you an idea of just how big and rare a sighting these things are.
Yeah, right.
So one morning he's outside and a zombie starts walking up and he dispatches it very quickly and then puts his fingers in the mouth to check whether it had bitten anyone. Because this is now the new test with zombies of they're so rare that it has to be someone who's died overnight, basically, and it's a matter of have they bitten anyone and started to spread anything yet.
Interesting.
Very much so. So he dispatches the zombie and then a cop shows up at his house and basically says, look, I'm going to have to take you in and you're going to get at least fined, but you've destroyed someone else's property. And we learn that Herschel Green, so Maggie's son.
Yep.
With Glenn, who's now early 20s. He's kind of like a traveling showman, P.T. Barnum style, and he's got a weird cage on a van filled with zombies. And he goes from city to city teaching children about zombies and why they still need to be alert. And this
it's,
sort of stuff.
It's the Walking Dead equivalent of a traveling freak show.
Very much so. People don't approve of this. They, you know, fair enough.
They don't want to see it anymore.
No, they'd rather they move away. Mm. And so Carl ends up getting in a lot of trouble and taken to court and yep. this sort of stuff. And he gets fined and that night just says, F it, and goes to the van and kills all the zombies. And then heads out on his messenger run. And he meets up with Lydia and the two of them go out and visit various other communities and touch base with people. It's great. We see Eugene. And Eugene now heads the transportation unit. So he's building, it's basically the 19th century Wild West. He's building a Wild West style railroad that's going to connect to, you know, they're the Commonwealth to another group that we never meet called the Western Alliance. But it suggests that they're going to connect the country again.
Yeah. I mean, if Fear the Walking Dead had actually existed within the comic book world, we could potentially be seeing some of the people that we had met.
Exactly.
In that show.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. So it was cool catching up with Eugene, who's now a very old man. Carl uses Michonne's sword when he's out, which is a really nice shout
That's
out.
That's nice.
We do end up seeing Michonne again. When he goes back to the Commonwealth, he's arrested and taken in. Okay. And we then discover that Herschel, Maggie, is the president of the Commonwealth now. So she, you know.
Of course she is. Like, who else would be? They've been setting that up even in the TV show.
Very much so.
Wow.
She's top dog and she's caught between a rock and a hard place because she loves Carl and knows him well, but that's her son.
Yeah.
And they go to the High Court and the Supreme Judge is Michonne. Because of course she is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Once again, in the TV show, we've been shown that she's really heavily into building a government and building relationships between different communities.
That's right. Well, she's no longer known as Michonne.
What's she known as?
Judge Hawthorne.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
She's gone back to her maiden name because she felt, and she explains that she called herself Michonne because she didn't feel that she earned the name. Having had to take out her husband or ex-husband and stuff, she didn't feel that she earned the name anymore. But then when she was able to hang up the sword eventually, she hung up the Michonne persona and became Judge Hawthorne.
Amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a nice finish off, tie off to her character.
Yeah, and she basically outlaws what Herschel was doing and says, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing this. It's okay. Not safe to be bringing zombies anywhere.
It's true.
Yes. For the sake of fear, it's not worth the what could happen from there. So Carl gets off and goes home and starts reading Andrea a bedtime story, which is the story of how Rick Grimes saved the world.
That's
and
nice.
And the story ends with her cuddling her father and a close-up shot of Carl smiling.
I cannot believe The Walking Dead finishes with a happy ending.
Yeah, it was the happiest the thing has ever been.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right at all. It made complete logical sense. I've said many times that we were following the story of Carl.
Mm.
And it turns out that, yeah, we were following plenty of the story of Carl, but it was about how Rick changed the world and inspired people.
Became a legend.
Yeah.
Do you feel, as someone who's been reading the comic books ever since?
A long time.
Yeah. Do you feel that you have been given the right closure? Or is it one that you're okay with at the moment, but you know, in a week or a month's time, you might pick apart and go, look, wasn't on board with that. I wasn't on board with that. What about this?
Look, it's a funny one. In terms of an ending, it's right. The two endings it had were either, yes, Carl gets a happy life and everything Rick did paid off, or it didn't pay off, it's cyclical, and the thing starts again,
yeah.
Which he's later said that he had an idea that he was going to do a long time ago, which was a close-up shot of Rick rallying the crowd.
Hmm.
Then you turn the page and it's turned into a statue. It's Rick rallying the statue. But then it pulls back and the statue is decrepit and broken, and it shows that even though Rick saved things for a while, the cycle started again and people didn't make it this time. So it's not quite as bleak as that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will still feel as great in a week or so about it, if only because it is a good ending. But it feels weird that we didn't have time to prepare for it to be the ending. Because that's always the way with these things, especially with comics, you know an ending is coming. So you can feel the build up to that happen.
Mm.
So by kind of cutting it off the knee very abruptly, it's an odd thing.
And that it was planned that way. I don't know. I kind of feel, I'm not sure which way I feel. I feel happy that there was no sort of controversy and that they had to end it abruptly because of whatever issues there could potentially have been, or that he was just sick of it. I like the fact that it was ended on his terms, how he wanted. It was how he planned to do it. But at the same time, it's a bit abrupt. Like that shadow drop is a bit
of a shock. I'm worried that the ending will be cheapened by the stunt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it works right now, but will it feel that way for someone who's just reading the story through? I don't know.
That's a good point. So that's a really good point.
It's an odd one. They stuck the landing. As an ending, it works.
Yeah.
And I am happy with the bow that has been tied up. But the way that it happened, I'm not entirely sold on yet. It's hella ballsy.
Mm.
It's the, you know, I can't think of as strong a mic drop in pop culture in the last 5 years of just someone going, oh, I'm out, by the way.
That's true. Even The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones had we're finishing, we're wrapping up, we're finishing.
Yep.
For like 3 years. And even though it wasn't necessarily an ending that everybody was on board with, we still had time to prepare ourselves. And then, you know, to have the distant, faint hope that the books will finish it off again.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an odd one because he's talked at length before that if you're an indie comic book writer, the golden number is 300 because there's a comic series called Cerebus that made it to 300 and it was one guy writing it, one guy drawing it every month for years.
So much work.
Pumped it out.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's the unattainable goal. And Walking Dead could have easily hit that, I reckon. But he said he would have just been spinning wheels and wouldn't have felt right.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, just having those filler storylines that don't really mean anything just to get to that episode.
Yeah,
that
and edition. There is some funny ones. Like we touch base with a few more minor characters. We see that Magna and Yumiko are still together as older ladies. Negan has moved back into his old house and has discovered where his zombified wife ended up and buried her in the front garden. There's a tombstone. Carl leaves some supplies on the front door. Knocks, knock, 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 trying to get him.
Yep.
Won't come out.
That's a nice ending.
It is. It shows that he found a bit of humanity again.
Yeah. And that it was safe enough to go back home.
Mm.
The world is safe enough to go back home. So where from here in terms of not The Walking Dead, but Kirkman himself?
So he's still he's wrapping up Outcast. That's on the home stretch. I think there's maybe 6 issues left of that or something. Oblivion Song, they're partway into year 2 of that book. I don't know how long it's planned to go for, but the TV show is just starting to go into pre-production.
Cool.
So he's got plenty of other stuff.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
They've also, Marvel's just announced that Marvel Zombies is coming back for Halloween. I don't think he's involved with that. But if you're listening to this and you really enjoy The Walking Dead and you've never checked out Marvel Zombies, there are 2 5-issue series that he did for Marvel back in the day. I want to say 2004, 5, somewhere around there, right as Walking Dead was starting. Mm. And it will scratch that itch for you, I promise. It's a zombie virus that only infects powered people. It hits Earth, the heroes get bit and turn real quick, and they pick the Earth dry within a week.
Oh, wow.
And then some of the cosmic characters show up, and so they eat them, steal their power, and fly off into space. They then find a way to start skipping through the multiverse. So these, you know, Iron Man is literally just the head and the torso. The rest of the body is all ripped off. So the guts are hanging out. Anytime he eats something, it just falls out the bottom.
I am so surprised Marvel allowed this to happen, but I'm going to read these now. These sound right up my alley.
So at one point, the top of Captain America, like Magneto hasn't been bit.
Okay.
Captain America throws his shield at him.
Yeah.
And Magneto, master of magnetism, hurls the shield right back and cuts the top of Captain America's head off. And a bird moves in and builds a nest in his brain.
Too good.
It's so good. And as the bird moves around, Cap gets dumb on. It's really, really funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there's a small pocket of survivors and there's one hero working with them who may not be what he seems. Mm. And Marvel Zombies. It goes on. There's other writers. It gets weirder and weirder. There's one series that's Machine Man and Howard the Duck fighting zombies.
Oh, because they're the only 2 left?
They're the only 2 that can skip outside the universe without being missed.
Okay, great.
It's that idea of, hey, no one cares about you, so let's send you through and hopefully it works out.
That's so good. Well, okay, that's, wow.
Yeah.
I actually cannot believe we're talking about the end of The Walking Dead.
Neither can I.
Comic book.
I have a feeling that there may be some of these storylines that he couldn't work into the book that he's going to use on the show.
I reckon.
I fear for Dwight. Having reread those last 18 issues again, the everything with Dwight comes to a head. I'm sure I've mentioned on the show, but Dwight does die.
Yeah.
Quite horribly. Not at the hands of zombies.
Okay.
So it makes me a little bit nervous of what could happen to Dwight, because the last time we saw him, he's damn rattled on the show.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's not a happy man. I don't think we've ever met him when he's happy, though, to be honest.
No, but he's
broken.
He becomes a bit like a rabid dog. He's okay. He's convinced that the people running the Commonwealth are bad news and wants to take them down, so he starts trying to incite riots.
Good life choice.
Oh, great. And pulling guns on their leaders and in public. And,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, Dwight, you got to stop that.
He just decided to become a martyr.
It never works.
Nope.
No one's along for that ride with you.
Well, it just shows, like, this guy is trying to do good. The only way he can see it is being a martyr because Negan broke him so bad.
Mm.
All he wants to do is fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm nervous for Dwight.
Thanks, Negan. All right, if you've got any, not suggestions, if you've got any comments, if you've read the final issue of The Walking Dead comic book, let us know what you thought.
Yep.
Are you happy with the ending, or have you already gone through all the phases and now you're angry because you want more? Email us, thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com. Tom, will you do a reread of it?
Oh, no, because 193 issues. I've reread most of it once or twice over the years and stuff. You know, we did a podcast with Levins years ago and I reread 50 issues before I came on something.
Yeah.
I've read plenty of it before.
Yeah.
And I've seen it on the TV show and stuff. It's too big.
Mm. It's a world, isn't it?
Yep.
It's definitely a world. Well, thank you very much. And on that note, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, Daryl.